Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, July the 7th, in the boardroom at 60 West Sanilac Street, in room 105 in Sandusky. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to approve a temporary seasonal work crew supervisor position with a starting pay of $23.59 per hour to award the bid for the Forrester Park Drainage System Flood Control Project. The drainage work is not to exceed $6,781. That money will come from the park's millage fund and will be used to approve the bid to paint the Octagon Pavilion at a cost not to exceed $7,300. Commissioners are also expected to approve the $53,818 bid to demolish a house at 69 Lexington Street. The funding will come from the county's land bank and then get reimbursed by the state land bank later on. Following the main meeting, there will be a finance and administrative committee meeting. During that meeting, the commissioners will review a proposal for the Sheriff's Department to provide police protection services to Custer Township and review a proposal to establish paternity and a paternity and child support coordinator. And another news for today. A Huron County man has entered a not guilty plea in connection with a misdemeanor insurance-related charge. During an arraignment in district court, Troy Vincent Brown pled not guilty to one count of operating a motor vehicle without insurance, stemming from an alleged incident on July the 3rd. The offense carries a maximum penalty of up to 1 year in jail and fines under Michigan law. The court ordered prosecutors to provide discovery and any plea offer later this month. A plea cutoff and pretrial hearing has been scheduled for August the 20th, when Brown is required to appear in person. Brown will represent himself in the case after indicating he does not plan to retain legal counsel. The court also approved a $3,500 personal reconnaissance bond, allowing him to remain free while the case proceeds. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I suffered a stroke 9 days after I had my daughter.
My baby was 2 months old when I was diagnosed with heart failure.
Heart-related problems can happen up to a year after giving birth.
Talk to your healthcare professional about your risk for cardiovascular disease during pregnancy.
And learn how to keep your heart healthy postpartum.
Because caring for yourself is just as important as caring for your baby.
Learn more at goredforwomen.org/postpartum.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, a Michigan man is facing a second offense domestic violence charge following a court arraignment this week. John Joseph Reed entered a not guilty plea through his attorney during the hearing. The misdemeanor charge stems from an alleged incident that was said to have occurred on July the 2nd and carries a maximum penalty of up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine if there is a conviction. The court scheduled a pretrial hearing for August 20th and appointed a new attorney to represent Reed for the remainder of the case. The judge also continued Reed's $3,500 bond requiring no contact with the alleged victim, no use of alcohol, and no prescribed controlled substances, as well as compliance with pretrial supervision and random alcohol testing. As with all criminal cases, the charge is an allegation, and Reed is presumed innocent until proven guilty in court. And another news for today. Although the benefits of recording meetings have been debated on and off for years now, video recording meetings has proved helpful for the Melvin Village Council. The council addressed some concerns about handwritten minutes of one meeting allegedly not reflecting what was said and was paraphrasing comments. The issue was debated by various council members for several minutes before it was decided to let the video recording of the meeting stand as proof of what was actually said. Regarding the meetings, the council will also meet at 7 p.m. on July the 6th at 1247 Main Street in Melvin to review the proposed master plan. The master plan is intended to serve as a basis for future land use and development decisions. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Monday, July the 6th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.